When Making Contact pulled into Huron just after dawn one October morning, we couldn't tell the dust from the mist. Hundreds of people snaked around a dark one-story building in the center of this tiny town. They lined up in hopes of taking home some boxes of free canned goods.
Okay, una línea.
Una línea, por favor.
A food bank worker, Rachel Klein, hands out tickets to dozens of people bunched up around her, some still wrapped in blankets.
We give out numbers, and it just mitigates cutting throughout the day and helps us have crowd control.
Klein has handled disaster areas before. She was in New Orleans after Katrina. Now she works for the Fresno Community Food Bank, the nonprofit handling the state-funded food giveaway. Klein says the day's going well so far. She's talking to us in between squabbles over who came first, who qualifies.
What do I have to do to be authorized to come pick up the food? That's what I'm asking you right now.
Huron, unfortunately, has a lot of cutting. We've had a lot of arguments so far today.
Food seekers must swear that they're affected by the drought, which some say is in part man-made. Since 2007, a federal order has cut back water flowing into Central Valley farms. California's also seen a naturally occurring drought for the past 3 years. And the economic recession hasn't helped the job market either. All these things combined have made a life of poverty here even worse. Today is the last drop of food aid to Huron funded under Governor Schwarzenegger's drought relief declaration. Some have been camped out since the night before. People like 54-year-old Evangelina Zaragoza.
We've been here since 7:30 p.m. People that came at 4 in the morning cut in.
This is the second time Zaragoza's come to get food. She fell behind on the bills when her husband's hours harvesting in the field were cut. Many other farm workers in line have similar stories. Some have been unemployed for a while. Today, 2,800 people will benefit from this food drop-off, nearly half of the town's year-round population.
We're all here for the same thing, for food.
By midday, volunteers of all ages and ethnicities are sweating through their shirts, throwing boxes on pallets, and hauling them into cars. About a dozen workers are from the California Conservation Corps, a program modeled after a federal jobs program created during the Depression.
153, 153.
Each person gets 40 pounds. Zaragoza says this aid is essential.
The food they give us, corn, fruits, vegetables, if I try to buy it, or the people here, we couldn't buy it. We couldn't afford it. A can of corn goes almost a dollar something here, close to $2. Here they give us at least 12 cans, you know, that's saving us $12 we don't have to spend or more.
$12. That might not seem like a lot, but with the average farm worker's salary at less than $800 a month at best, $500 at worst, every dollar counts. And that's if you're lucky enough to find work. Zaragoza says farm workers now can't even bring home fruits and vegetables from the fields, something that was common practice just a year or two ago.
At one time, the owners, you know, farmers would allow you to get a couple of lettuces or a few tomatoes, no more. They say they're losing money. Because I remember when I grew up at a cantaloupe ranch, we could take watermelons, cantaloupes, take them to my relatives in Salinas, and my dad's boss didn't say nothing. And now these people that harvest, they harvest it, and we get it back and pay a bundle. 83.
Government officials are working to continue funding the food giveaways, but as this show went to air, the food bank says it can't continue the aid as they have been. When asked why there's a problem accessing healthy and affordable food in a legendary fruit and vegetable growing region of the U.S., Klein pauses for a moment, but makes it clear it's her job to serve, not to question.
I think it's fabulous that we have the resources to bring food into an area in which there is a shortage of food in the communities located in Fresno County.
The San Joaquin Valley, resting between California's coast and the Sierra Mountains, has the highest rate of food insecurity in California. A study by the California Institute for Rural Studies defines food security as access at all times to enough food for an active, healthy lifestyle. But in Fresno, many people don't know what that's like.
Food insecurity problem has been aggravated this year, but it has been there for many years.
Nayamin Martinez is a health coordinator at the Binational Center for the Development of Oaxacan Indigenous Communities. She works with farm workers all over the Central Valley, almost all of whom are Latinos.
It's very ironic that farm workers are putting the fruits and vegetables in our tables, but yet their access to this kind of food is very limited. Because if they live in the rural areas, these small grocery stores or markets, little supermarkets that they have close to their homes, do not sell those products. Or if they sell them, they are not good and they are very expensive. So if they want to consume those products, they need to travel all the way to the city of Fresno or the closest major city.
Farm workers are disproportionately affected by the food insecurity problem, according to the California Institute for Rural Studies. The unfortunate reality is, as the recession has gotten worse, more people have sought out this line of work.
With the recession, the construction sector pretty much shut down. So now you have not only that, the same amount of farm workers, you have more farm workers, even other people that were not farm workers before that work in the construction sector were looking for jobs in the fields. So you have maybe 10 more time of farm workers looking for the same job, and you have less lands that were being harvested. And farm workers have been always used to go without a job for certain periods of time. They know their work is seasonal, so they know how to save money. But now it's been more difficult because let's say that the grape season is normally around 8 weeks long. This year it was maybe 6 the most, so they are saving less.
Martinez says being a low-paid farm worker far away from healthy food sources doesn't just amount to hunger, but leads to larger health problems.
We have seen an increase of overweight and obesity. The change in diet, it's probably the main reason for that, and also the change in the physical activity level. When you live in a rural town in Mexico, you walk everywhere. Here, they either use the bus, even if it's limited access, but they still use the bus or buy their own car. They're working less, and they're consuming other products that they were not used to.
Creating solutions in rural farm towns is difficult. Martinez says her organization is working on a community garden project in Farmersville, but they've run into obstacles.
First of all, there's not a lot of people that would let you borrow the land. Community organizations or even the people don't have money to buy a land, so they need to rely on either the government or a private person that is willing to let you use their land. And when they do that, there are a lot of legalities involved that, you know, you need to sign a contract, making sure what are the details, who's going to be responsible for watering, for all these kind of things. So just getting started in this legal part of making a contract, it's hard.
The farmworker towns in Fresno County aren't the only ones suffering in this 21st century food desert. In the city of Fresno, residents drive down dilapidated roadways sprinkled with one-story convenience stores, auto body shops, and small Mexican restaurants.
There's a local activist here in Fresno.
Making Contact visited the offices of Fresno Metro Ministry, a faith-based organization working to build a healthier Fresno County for 3 decades. We asked them how Fresno, both the city and county, could be so agriculturally rich, yet so food poor.
I find it very difficult to get my mind around.
Executive Director Richard Yanes is obviously disturbed by the irony, his eyes welling up when he answers.
We live in the country where we're constantly touting that we're at the top of all the best lists. But here we are in what is easily can be called a breadbasket for the world. We ship so many fruits, so many vegetables, so many different agricultural products throughout the world, and yet we have one of the highest poverty rates in this country. We have children who are going to bed hungry. And I just find it very difficult to understand that. And I find the situation unconscionable, actually.
Yane says the enormous food poverty, education, and employment problems in the county cannot be separated.
If you don't have the money or the resources, you're just not able to access the food. Our employment rate here in this county is well over 17% these days. And when you get into the rural areas and certain areas, it hits well over 40%. We've looked and seen that there are some schools here in Fresno where 40% of the student population never even enters high school. And that's related to the environment in which they live, the access they have to all kinds of resources. So our poverty, which is related to hunger, really comes about as a result of those two factors.
Fresno Metro Ministry has been working hard to change some of these trends. They've started anti-obesity programs and are working to get more vegetables in corner stores. They've just started bringing fruit stands to schools, where many kids don't even know the names of the produce. Now they're part of a handful of schools and churches that are starting community gardens.
I love the community garden projects. That is just such a wonderful thing. Years ago in Fresno, there were a number of community gardens. They were all private gardens. And they have a remarkable impact on both the neighborhood that they exist in and on the city itself. We started losing some of those, and Fresno Metro Ministry about a year or so ago decided that that was just too valuable. So we developed an initiative to see what we could do to stop the slide and begin to bring some back.
Nestled in between two major roadways on the southwest side of Fresno is a manicured city park with a big parking lot. It's an unlikely spot for a vegetable patch.
What we've got at this site is, it's around 95, maybe 98 plots altogether. We've got about
Tom Matat, community garden manager for Fresno Metro Ministry, gives a tour of the site. It's a fenced-in lot with graveled pathways and dozens of neatly spaced out oblong plots, each with rows of freshly planted seedlings.
Most folks right now are doing a lot of greens. That's kind of a seasonal thing.
The project is new, and it looks it. In September 2009, the garden opened at Al Radka Park. It's right next to a baseball diamond and a soccer field. Matat says big cities on the West Coast have an active community garden movement, but consciousness around food is just starting to grow in Fresno.
Well, the public in general is becoming a lot more aware of food access issues. I think the organic movement in general has made people more and more aware. I mean, even in Fresno, even just a Whole Foods coming to town all of a sudden made people aware of where their food is grown. And, you know, so that's been beneficial in that extent. You know, the next step would be to grow your own, I guess. That's what we're trying to facilitate here.
The city of Fresno provides the water for free. And Matat says one plot can yield enough food for a family of four. He sees all kinds of people stepping out of their minivans and into the dirt. On this quiet Friday afternoon, only a few people have come to check on their sprouts. But Matat hopes that eventually, produce grown in this garden can provide an alternative to packaged goods from a convenience store.
We're a little bit in a day and age when the bigger, more wealthy and powerful entities out there own a lot more. And the only real way to get anything back is to develop your own means of autonomy. You can't really ask for it back. So now we just need to make sure we grow a lot of food and fill all these plots up with people.
For the time being, the community garden movement in Fresno is growing inside the city limits. Al Radka Park is the first city project managed by Metro Ministry. They hope to have three active gardens by summer of 2010. They're even looking into revitalizing garden spaces on private land. But community gardens in the farm worker towns continue to face obstacles. Nayamin Martinez of the Binational Center is still working on one in the San Joaquin Valley, one that also offers healthy cooking classes. And Richard Yanis sees community gardens as a way to transform the food system.
We are on the cusp of some significant changes in this country about how we deal with food, the whole gamut, how we perceive it, how it integrates in our lives, how we produce it, how we distribute it. We have a system in place these days that really grew out of the 19th and 20th centuries. Those were industrial ages. And they served us well in those periods, but we're in a different age. We can't afford to truck food 1,500 miles, which is the average mileage for most food that most people eat, and survive in terms of our air quality, survive in terms of pollution to our environment, just survive in terms of food access. We just can't afford to do that anymore. The world is saying no to us in an environmental way, and we have to address that. I see community gardens as a small piece, but a very visible piece of the movement in a different direction.
For Making Contact, I'm Sandina Robbins.